Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey, folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar, reminding you that my dear pals at Superior Catfish, homegrown, where else? Right here in Mississippi. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. And also so many rock star things off the top ropes. Part two today. Things that you can do in Mississippi to celebrate our hallowed ground and our cool musical culture. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out a whole lot more. I can tell you this, that growing up in the Mississippi Delta, it wasn't too far away with Mid-South wrestling. Me and my buddies would try to, be the Great Mephisto. I didn't really like the Great Mephisto. He had fire and stuff, so throw him out there. But Cowboy Bill Watts back in the day. Yeah. There was a whole lot of cool. The Jerry Lawler, Bill Superstar, Dundee. They ain't nothing compared to the three guys I have on today, because these are my pals. Going to get to know one of them for sure. He'll be a new friend. Staring at him right now on the Zoom call, I'm definitely wanting to be his friend. Okay, all right, so here we go. Part two, celebrating the movie, soon to be released in theaters across the Midwest first, The Unbreakable Bunch. Guest one is back to keep me off the top ropes, a tough professional wrestler with an all-American smile without the mask, known as The Glacier. He was also a former Southeastern super heavyweight full-contact karate champion. Come on, baby. Guest two is guest one's former WCW tag team partner who plays the role of Mac Brown in the film. He came up with a great tagline for his character, the Kung Fu Cowboy. He's a former three-time world tournament karate champion, and he also played Mickey Rourke's nemesis, the Ayatollah, in the Oscar-nominated film The Wrestler. Springsteen had his song in that movie, and I've got mine in this one. Sorry about that, guest number two. I know the boss. Well, after that, it's all downhill, but you're just going to have to hang in with me. Guest three, who yesterday was guest number two, all right, stay with me, hails from Pontiac, Michigan. During his professional wrestling career, he had multiple names, Big Sexy, Burning Love, but I knew him as Luther Biggs, and I still know him as Luther Biggs. He debuted his career back in 88, and he hung up his tights and the ropes in 2003. So let's get to it with guest two, one of the stars, Ernest the Cat Miller, and guest one and three, co-creators of the Unbreakable Bunch, Ray Lloyd the Glacier and Luther Biggs.
Hello.
He's going to move on. What's up? Hey, Ernest, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, guys. Keep going. Let's go. I'm ready.
I know. I got it. Well, it's a shame that the three of you don't have somebody that can match y'all's equally violent potential when you needed to conjure it up, right? Ernest, I'm so excited to have you on. Let's start with you real quick. I need to know a little bit about your Wonder Years. I know you probably played ball somewhere like Ray and Luther did. What's your story?
I pretty much started in martial arts, karate. I did that for many years. I wasn't just a tournament fighter. I also won the kickboxing championship. Wow. So I won the kickboxing, the judo championship. So I was all around martial artists. But along the way to becoming a great karate guy that I am today, I also played a little football with New England Patriots, New York Jets, and Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, I got a pretty good career.
When were you at the When were you with the Patriots?
In 1987. I started by going up to New York with New Jersey General. So they started, that's the United States Football League.
USFL back in the day,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yes. So they got me up there. And you know, my career wasn't playing games. It's like just trying out. I had a tryout with the New York Jets, New England Patriots. I was always good enough for them to bring me into the camp, but not keep me. That's about like the girls I had in my life.
Hey, so how much of your, all your hand, just your talented hands, right? Being able to use balance, and obviously you guys are extremely disciplined. How much did that help in, you know, out on the field?
You know, you just said something that a lot of people don't know if you're not in the martial arts world. It's not about the techniques that you throw. It's about how you adjust and readjust your hands. It's the trickery is in your hand because they don't know what kind of strike you're going to come with. They don't even like what we call open hands. That means free of weapons. Mm-hmm. It's like your hands change from an inverted punch to an overhand punch. And it's just the slight changes in the motion of your hands. And when you got a weapon, it's the same thing. Whether you're going to strike down or up, if that person will watch your hands and watch you switch hands, you know if the strike is coming from the top, downward, or from up with the hands. So, I mean, it's fun. I'm teaching that right now in class, how to trick people with your hands.
Where are you living right now, Ernest?
In Atlanta, Georgia, Cobb County.
Oh, no. Ray, you're in Orlando, correct?
I'm in Orlando full-time now, yeah. But was in Atlanta. We all were in Atlanta for many years.
Luther, I don't see you wearing your Detroit Lions apparel on right now. I know you're happy. Where are you living now, Luther?
I'm in Palm Beach County, Florida.
Okay.
We were all together at the power plant back 96, 97, that era. That's where we were all together. That was in Atlanta. But now we're sort of spread out.
All right, back up real quick. Ernest, your college career, where was it?
I started at Florida State my first for the summer, and I came in as an All-American linebacker. But once I got to camp, this coach, Bobby Bowden, wanted to switch me from linebacker to cornerback because I was small and I was running a 4.4 40. And he kept looking at me and said, you're going to be a good cornerback. And I said, no, I'm a linebacker. He said, you're going to be a good cornerback. So I called home, told my mom, this guy's crazy. I want to get out of here. So I went down to the near gap to anybody who wanted me to play linebacker. So I ended up playing at Savannah State. So I was All-American at Savannah. I played all 4 years there. My roommate, interesting enough, my roommate was Cecil Newton, which happened to be Cam Newton's father.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was the All-American free safety there. So, you know, that's a good little story right there in itself, the way he stayed on my back the whole time I was there.
I'm going to say a quick little tidbit, which we're proud of here, and my listeners are going to go, here he comes again. But it's a cool deal. There's two tailbacks. One was a star running back at Florida State this year, Trey Benson, and he is going to either be there projecting the number one or two tailback picked in the NFL draft. And number two was Dylan Johnson, who was in the national championship game. Both were in the same backfield. There were 20 kids in the class at our high school at St. Joe. They both were there at the same time, and they're both in the draft now. Dylan's projected 5-7 as tailbacks. You know, tailbacks, I don't know what you defensive backs and linebackers did to the value of tailbacks, but I can tell you that they're not ready. You know, I guess because the longevity, they don't last as long. What's the
deal?
They
don't last long. I mean, they just don't. They take a pounding, man. Yeah. You know, and
Right. One, but there's so many of them now. So many good ones.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. All right. Let's talk about the movie. Luther, you're Epiphany, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Then you go to Ray. And then you guys hunt down Ernest, who's already been the bad guy and the wrestler. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. Mickey Rourke was a pretty bad guy, too. You know, he had a lot of trouble.
I was the good guy in that movie. You know, I tried to talk this guy out of dying in the ring.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Well, all right. So it's pretty cool. I want to ask you in a minute after the break, Ernest, about the difference in these two films. One's very dark. And one's, you know, this one's got a big old smile on it and celebrates in a totally different way.
What you mean dark? I can't help that I'm a black guy. Yeah. What do you mean dark? The hell are you talking about?
I mean emotionally dark.
Oh, I'm telling you,
just like Springsteen's song, man. I'm telling you, You know, I'm a big Springsteen fan. In fact, Bruce's sister Pam did a couple of my album covers. She's a photographer.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she, yeah, anyway, so I'm a big fan of Bruce's. But all right, Luther, the epiphany, where does it come from?
Again, it's just one of those things where I always wanted to do a movie. It's funny how forces brought us together. I mean, Ray and I have been friends for a long time, and it just happened you had two people who really loved movies and older movies too. And so I always wanted to do a movie. I wanted to do a wrestling movie, but you know, I wanted to show the camaraderie, the part that everybody doesn't see. What's so much fun is being on the road with your friends. That's the best part. I mean, you got two other guests on this show. I've been on the road with Ray so many places. I can think back to 96 or 97. Ernest, you may remember coming up to White, Georgia. Remember that town? And seeing me and, some of the other guys at the power plant wrestle up there. That's just a little 40-minute road trip from Atlanta, but it was fun. I mean, we had a lot of laughs. That's the part of wrestling that people don't see. Sometimes they hear about it, and I wanted to show that. That was part of what I wanted to show.
Let's take a quick break. We are with an unbreakable bunch, the creators, the stars. The movie's coming out soon. We're going to find out when. And my man, Ernest the Cat Miller, he's got a podcast called The Cat's Corner. So you got to check it out. We'll be right back. Before we go, Superior Catfish. If you want something that's superior, why would you not go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org? A road trip awaits to celebrate our cool Mississippi. We'll be right back.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. Glass Networks, they're there to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops, or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desktops, insulated glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass. Venable Glass. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Crossgates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services, 601-605-4444.
ESISupply.net.
It's not if you're going to have a spill at your business or workplace, it's when.
ESISupply.net.
Exorbent pads by the bundle or roll.
ESISupply.net.
Socknet boom products, oil gator, oil dry spill kits, and much more.
ESISupply.net.
Take it from Scary Gary.
If it can spill, it's gonna.
ESI Supply, 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910 or online at
ESISupply.net.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind my own business? What's that supposed to mean?
No, I was just thinking about all of the news of tax changes, insurance changes, regulations that are being passed down to business owners. I don't have the time to keep growing and to keep up with changing payroll regulations.
I know. It seems like all I do is handle employee-related problems.
You know, I hear PeopleLease can help.
How can they help?
PeopleLease can handle our payroll, taxes, employee benefits, and workers' compensation. They even offer an affordable and customizable 401k program and a 24/7 online human resources support center for all my HR needs.
Think of all the time we'll save letting PeopleLease handle our payroll and benefits administration. I'll be busy growing my business and letting PeopleLease take care of the rest.
Sounds like a good business plan with PeopleLease.
Let PeopleLease mind your business so you can mind your own business. Call now, 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit freepayrollquotes.com for your free quote.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I wake up just to work hard every day.
As we stumble into a Mississippi Minute, which I often do, I'm nothing coming off the top ropes right now. If my guests today would give me the permission and would make sure they catch me, because I am getting a little older and I don't think my body can take it. But I tell you what my mouth can take is Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Make in Mississippi, produce right here in Mississippi. Where else? And and visit Mississippi.org. Glorious things await, as I always say. It's not a cliche. It's just cool. We are the birthplace of America's music, so why not? And we got my guest today on from the Unbreakable Bunch. The movie's coming out soon. Ray Lloyd, Luther Biggs, Ernest the Cat Miller. They're all joining me today, and I'm trying to contain myself. First of all, I got to ask you guys something. Ray, talk to me. All sure. three of you guys are still in incredible shape. What is it about the sport that you guys partook a lot of, you know, you spent a lot of your time in the ring, right? You threw your bodies around. How you guys stay in such great shape? How did it happen?
Well, I tell you, and I think, Ernest and Luther will kind of agree. Some of it is just, we were just blessed with good genetics, to be able to take a lot of pain, take a good beating. but us always, that's one of the things that bonds us together as friends and it has these as colleagues all these years is the fact that, we all, and I say this very humbly, is that we all developed, along the way before we met each other, great, work ethic, so, we weren't the people you had to say, that you had to push into to the gym to work out. I mean, we took it upon ourselves to make sure, because when you're making your living, and you have to be in a certain level of shape, no one's going to push you into the gym. You got to be able to get up and go do it, even when you're sore and stuff. And I think all those habits have just carried over. When we went to the point where we weren't wrestling full time, we still kept those habits. And thankfully that's helped us to grow old gracefully, I think.
All right. It's amazing to me because, Ernest, you were saying that I look young, but I'm telling you, you look young. And so do both of your comrades on right now. You guys have kept yourselves in impeccable shape. I just wonder, and now Luther, did you do any martial arts as well? Because I'm just wondering if there's any correlation, between karate and martial arts and the discipline that comes along with it, because that brings in a whole lifestyle of what you put in your body, how you take care of your body. What about you, Luther?
I never did martial arts, but I will say that hanging out with these guys and the rest of the guys at the power plant, WCW power plant was a place of in just all kinds of knowledge, wrestling knowledge, creativity, promos. And part of that is nutrition, lifestyle. And I picked up little pieces here and there from different guys. And that's helped me an awful lot.
Wow. All right. We got to talk about the movie now. In the movie, do you guys use some of your signature, moves? Or I know you're playing different characters than you were in the real world. First of all, Luther, what type of movie is The Unbreakable Bunch? What would you classify it as?
Well, it's action adventure / sci-fi, any of the above. I always love road movies. So, it's partially a road movie. And I think, Steve, that's why I hope that this connects with people. What you just said earlier when you talked about your tennis team and being on the road, the camaraderie, the friendship, the fun that you had. I hope that people can look at this and say, oh, look at these wrestlers on the road. That reminds me of, my little league team. They have the same kind of friendship we had on my tennis team. I think that everyone would say the Bad News Bears, the first one was the best one. Oh, the second one,
Walter Matthau,
when they go on the road, that's an awful lot of fun too. So,
for me, the music business, being in a tour bus and living with guys, some of them are still with me. One of my guys has been with me 28 years, two of them, one of them retired, and then one of them passed away, unfortunately, but three of my guys, 28 years, 25 years, and now almost 20 years. That's a long time to be in a tube together, as I call the bus. And so we've gotten to constantly live that for all of these years. And so I get it. And there is a relationship and a bond that comes along with it. And then what comes even further is you get tight as a band, you get tight as friends, first of all. And when you get on there, it means a little more than just being bandmates, right? It's a family. So I get it. It's all important. It's what life's all about.
Let me throw a little bit something to that. I enjoy these guys. These guys are my good friend, but I did the movie for the money.
Now we're talking.
I needed some money. These guys, not only did they offer me a nice amount of a piece of change, a piece of money, they also said, I would, for the first time, the black guy would not be the first guy killed in the movie.
Hey, you know,
Ernest. Glacier, how did you talk me into it now? What's the first thing I asked you?
I promise you, Steve, when I made the call to Ernest, when we knew we were going to do this, and I asked him, you know, to officially warn him to be in it because we had written this role for him. And I promise you, what he said is 100% true. He just said that he said, Glacier, he said, how soon do I die? And I said, what? He said, black guy always dies first, man. How soon do I die? I said, you don't die first. You don't even die.
No more.
That
is so funny. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Well, I can tell you this, that because you did it for the money, when they came to the musical part, they said, Steve, we don't have any money because Ernest Cat Miller got it all.
That's
the truth. That's the truth. See that? What happens? I'll be doggone. Oh. All right. Ernest, I'm going to make you my agent next time when I need to negotiate with Ray and Luther.
Hey, you know what's so strange? You know, the movie The Wrestler came to me for a soundtrack person. They said, hey, we need somebody who want to make the music for The Wrestler. And I was like, I don't know who to go to, you know. And I think they went to the Springsteen. He made that one-legged dog and stuff.
Oh, it's so good.
It seems so simple, but it's direct. You know, it's part of the story in the song.
Springsteen is the king. And let me say this. He's the king of making you feel as simple, and you can relate to it, and you go, wow. But it's so complex. And that's the magic in him. You know, he's a poet with not making you feel like he's trying to be a poet. He's just looking it out there. That's complicated. It's hard to do as a songwriter, I can tell you. All right. Well, listen, let me ask you this. Let's talk about the target audience. I mean, I'm one of those guys. I'm telling you right now, I got a lot of friends who are going to love this movie. Where, you know, when you think about target audience and genre and all that, Ray, you want to do it? What do you got?
Yeah, you know, obviously, Stephen, we sat down to make it because it was an action, adventure film and a sci-fi film. But at the end of the day, our target audience is still the pro wrestling fan, and we feel like hopefully the nostalgic pro wrestling fan, because when we looked at making the story of the film, we really wanted to kind of do a movie that was somewhat of a tribute to that those 80s, kind of B movie style action adventure sci-fi films. So I would say the obvious target audience is the wrestling fan, but also the sci-fi fan. And luckily for us, there's a big crossover, appeal with those two audiences. A lot of wrestling fans like sci-fi and vice versa. So that's what we're really targeting.
Are you going to do some sort of advertising maybe at big wrestling matches, the pay-per-view ones? I mean, with big crowds, I mean, how do you get it to the fans that would want to see this movie that are dedicated to wrestling, professional wrestling?
Well, once we hopefully we're in the process of locking down a distribution deal here real soon, and then of course after that we certainly hope we can set up some screenings at maybe some of the bigger wrestling conventions, things like that. We definitely want to put it out there mainly for the wrestling fans, but also like I said, sci-fi fans and we feel like it's the target audience, and we certainly do hope they show up to see this because we made it for them.
Let me tell you what a target audience right now is, Superior Catfish. We're going into a break. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. There's Catfish. There's Superior Catfish. There's Ray Lloyd. There's Luther Biggs. There's Ernest Cat Miller. And there's VisitMississippi.org. I'm Steve Azar. We'll be right back.
But I was born to prove them wrong. I'm the underdog.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help.
Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I am Bob Sullender. For all your paint and cutting needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, mostly cloudy, high near 70 degrees. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain, low around 39. Your Saturday, mostly cloudy, high near 45. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, low around 30. And for your Sunday, sunny conditions, high near 56. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
How can RJ Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, RJ Young is your source for the technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
In life and in business, one thing is certain, change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth.
To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, and in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology.
Visit us at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Hey, this is Bob, and if you're like me, you like dealing with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954 and are headquartered right in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks. Majestic Metals, 800-647-8540 or online at majesticmetalsinc.com.
Super Talk, Mississippi News. A former Diamond Head City Councilman has been sentenced for committing sex crimes against a 17-year-old male. 36-year-old Alan Moran will be spending 30 days behind bars and 5 years of supervision after pleading guilty to exploitation and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The former councilman is accused of making the unidentified teen feel uncomfortable after he suggested for the minor to play with a sex toy. Moran is also said to have touched the young male inappropriately. The leader of the Jackson Police Department's crisis intervention team was severely injured Friday morning. Officers were responding to a call about a mental health subject in the parking lot of Merritt Health Central that refused to leave. When officers arrived, the subject hit the team leader with a vehicle. Other officers fired shots at the suspect, though they weren't hit. The suspect's vehicle was found later on Langley Street at Robinson Road. 32-year-old Nicholas Glover, who is believed to have been suffering from a mental episode, was arrested on Westover Drive.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, Then there is Superior Catfish.
Philip M's, named for the great Choctaw tribal chief, Philip Martin, is considered the best fine dining in the South. In addition to their award-winning wine selection, Philip M's offers everything from steaks and fresh seafood to extraordinary decadent desserts. Philip M's open Wednesday through Sunday. Book your table now at opentable.com and experience the best dining in the South. Philip M's, exclusively at the Silver Star at the Pearl River Resort.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. I am off the top ropes right now, and I got three guys that are going to make sure that I land softly. There's no chairs in the ring. We don't have the ring all caged up. The great Mephisto doesn't have his fire. Everything's good because I got my three guys, Ernest the Cat Miller, I've got Ray Lloyd, the Glacier. I got Luther Biggs. And this is all about the movie, The Unbreakable Bunch. And I appreciate you guys taking the time. Before we take the time, Superior Catfish. If you want a superior wrestler, like the three guys that I have on my show today, and superior guys, I'm telling you, these three guys are salt of the earth. They just happen to be big and tough. But come on, don't let it fool you. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. Cool way to celebrate Mississippi. Check out the Writer's Trail, the Blues Trail, Country Music Trail, and the Freedom Trail. All those markers are out there. All right, Ray, Luther, it's Luther's turn. I have to try to keep you guys sort of, on play. Before we go there, Ernest the Cat Miller, his podcast is out. It's called The Cat's Corner. Ernest, how do people get to listen and see?
Man, they go right now, it's on YouTube and wherever you go to listen to your podcast. So, just look for me.
What's that about? Who you have on your show?
It's going to be wrestling based, but, it's just like me talking to my friends. I want a friendly atmosphere to where people can listen in and hear what they want to hear. It's me and my friends. We talk about everything. We don't just talk about wrestling.
Would you say that this is a friendly atmosphere? I just want to make sure.
I mean, I would say this because I can't get my hands on you if I didn't like you. So I think it is kind of friendly.
Hallelujah.
But what I do want you to make me hungry. Would that catfish you're talking about, would that come with like two pieces of bread and some mustard?
Woo! Woo!
An old catfish sandwich?
Mustard?
Yes. Oh, man.
Are you serious?
I love catfish. Love it.
Wow, I love it. I love it. Well, we're going to, hey, we may have to have Ernest down at the Delta Soul. The three of y'all together this year would be a lot of fun. Coming down to Mississippi. We got a bunch of Atlanta folks that drive down, so yeah. we can make that happen for sure. All right, let's talk about the name. We talked about it yesterday, but for listeners that didn't get a chance, you guys went through a series of names. Song titles matter a whole lot to me once it's all said and done. For you guys, how did The Unbreakable Bunch finally land as the title?
It took a long time. Yeah, I will just say it took a long time. I mean, luckily we were working with a gentleman named John Anderson. He's an Emmy Award-winning television guy, and he worked with us on the name, and we just started writing down different words. And one of those words was bunch, because of course I love the Wild Bunch, and then that's the film The Wild Bunch, and I'm sure there was words like magnificent and from the Magnificent Seven. We had all those different words, but bunch was always there. And then Unbreakable, it took a little while, but it had sort of a it has a dual meaning. I mean, the real meaning of it is the Unbreakable Bunch, being that this bunch is the bonds of friendship are unbreakable. That's really what it means.
I love it.
And then also,
it says a lot more to me. To me, I don't even see that. And as a songwriter, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I see it as a
as a viewer and as a fan, I'm going to see as you guys are unbreakable physically. But I love knowing that you're saying that there's a bigger, broader stretch, and it means a whole lot of things. And that's in the music business. It's called out-clevering yourself. I like it. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. And certainly some of the wrestlers are unbreakable. And we have King Haku, King Tonga. He's an unbreakable guy, you know, and so that fit him. And it may fit these two. I'm not unbreakable, man. You know, I get busted up. So, but no, that was the main thing, is just that it had that dual meaning. John Anderson helped us come to that name, and it took a while. It wasn't easy, but I think it's a winner.
All right, it's going to be a winner. All right, Ernest, besides Ernest being like primo, like superstar in the movie, who are some of the other names in the film? Ones that we'll know from being fans of professional wrestling.
Yeah. You want that list? You want me to do that?
Sure. Well, I mean, Larry Zbysko, former AWA World Heavyweight Champion, WCW commentator, all around great guy.
Oh, I love it. So you got the commentator.
Yeah.
Well, he was a world champion. I mean, here's a guy that sold out Shea Stadium back in what, early 80s, was it, Ray?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, early 80s. I just watched it recently. Yeah.
Sold out Shea Stadium, and then he went on to be the commentator for what, the top rated cable channel in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Larry Zbysko's in it, former AWA champion.
Yeah.
Stan Hansen, former world boxing heavyweight champion, Pinklin Thomas. And then we've got a very talented young actor, a guy named Nick Logan, very talented veteran actor, Adam Minorovich, who was on The Walking Dead, Julia Denton, very, very pretty and talented actress. Help me out here, Ray. Paige makes an appearance.
Yeah.
Ernest has a driver named Tony Carr, who was a wrestler with us, and Tony's in the movie. He helped out quite a bit. So yeah, we have quite a few guys. Go ahead, Ray.
No, yeah, just, you know, another great wrestling superstar, Gangrel, David Heath, who makes an appearance in the movie, who's amazing. Was is still a great wrestling star out there. And of course, you know, we got a nice cameo from our good friend, you know, two-time gold medalist Steve Lundquist makes an appearance in the movie.
I love it.
What about Diamond Dallas Page?
Yeah, Luther mentioned it.
I threw his name out there, right?
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, Dallas has a great
keep him. Keep him in line, Ernest. That a boy.
Okay,
I like him.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. So, what about sort of as the movie progresses? Okay, first of all, back up. You think about your era, you guys, y'all's era was very, very vital when things started to really explode as far as worldwide fans. I think things were more regional when we were kids, right? Wouldn't you say that? You know, you were sort of following your own wrestling in your own market, right? So we had Memphis. That was our market. That's what we saw on Saturday mornings after watching Bozo the Clown. We go straight into Mid-South wrestling. I mean, come on. You know, everybody's dressed up. I'm surprised we can even function as viewers. But for you guys, as far as the time that you guys spent wrestling, don't you think that was the heyest of days?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
The numbers prove that.
No, it's true. So now getting to celebrate all of you guys together in a film, this is what you call a no-brainer. All right. So if it screws up, it's because distribution or somebody that's running the show or Luther, you and Ray, they're going to all, Ernest is coming to get you because you can't mess this up. Ernest, get him.
Well, this is the biggest thing. Let me just say this. You know, you learn about building a team, and, you know, there's production of the film and then there's after production, which is distribution.
Yeah.
And so you learn as you go along. And I was thinking about it earlier today, Steve. I'm sure it's just like when you started out your career and the first couple times you got in there to produce something, there were certain guys that, you know, you gelled very well with, and maybe there were some that you didn't.
No,
slowly over time, you worked out, you know, you got those guys away that really weren't helping you, and you kept the ones that did, and then you pulled in a few more that helped you. So we're somewhere in that process. I mean, in the production of the film, we definitely started with some people we didn't gel with.
We were able to work them out, work in some people that really, really helped us a lot.
I wish I could really get some of those stories right now. Where are the bodies buried? Where are the bodies buried is what I want to know.
That's funny. So anyhow, the same thing with distribution, right? I mean, we're learning that now. So the next one will go a lot smoother. It won't take so long, but we expect this to be very successful. And we have a screening actually this Saturday.
What town?
Ray can tell you more about that.
Oh, listen, we're going to talk about that after the break, but what town?
We're actually, it's actually a private screening, but it's actually going to be over at the Tampa Clearwater area.
At my house? What?
We can do it there.
I got screens everywhere, I can tell you. This is the place you want to watch the Super Bowl. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Speaking of Super Bowl of catfish, it's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com, produced right here in Mississippi, and visit mississippi.org. I'm telling you, trust me, plan a road trip. Be proud of your Mississippi. I've got a Michigan guy, I've got a Georgia guy, and I've got an Orlando guy. But really, Ray, you're from actually Atlanta, aren't you?
Yeah, well, Brunswick, Georgia. So, yeah, I'm a Georgia guy.
Two Georgia guys and a Michigan guy and one Mississippi guy. Obviously, Mississippi guy trumps them all. We're going to be right back. We're celebrating the movie The Unbreakable Bunch. Ray Lloyd, The Glacier. My man, Luther Biggs, and Ernest, the Cat Miller. All big part of this movie, The Unbreakable Bunch. We'll be right back.
Let go of the rope.
Hey, folks, Steve Azar here. And like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort. You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. Maybe you've seen more homeless people on the streets than you used to. I know I have. Let me share something with you. The problem is too big for any one person or one institution to save them all. But at Gateway Rescue Mission, we try and save as many as we can, one person at a time. Look us up at www.gatewaymission.org.
Running a business is tough. If you're struggling with HR benefits and payroll, you're not alone. Many businesses just don't have the resources to keep up. That's where MWG Employer Services comes in. We provide a full range of employer services with everything from payroll to benefits to HR services and compliance, and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget. We're a Mississippi-based company that can help you focus on what you do best, growing your business. Call MWG Employer Services today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWG Employer Services.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including inpatient and outpatient treatment for children and adolescents. If you have any questions, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I have just a wee bit of time left, like 7-8 minutes. And so let's get to it right now. SuperiorCatfish.com. Ernest the Cat Miller, one of my guests today, loves catfish. I don't understand the mustard part, but I'm going to do whatever he says, because I'm looking
change,
at
I'm going to change that name from Ernest the Cat to Ernest the Catfish Miller. You know what I'm saying?
We're going
to
get you an endorsement.
I need a sandwich. I need a sandwich. That's all I need.
I love it. And visit Mississippi.org. So check it out. All right. Ernest the Cat Miller and Luther Biggs, Ray Lloyd, The Glacier, all a big part of this incredible film, The Unbreakable Bunch, that is slated to come out soon. I was talking to Jackie Flynn yesterday, Ray. You know Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
And their show, Louder Milk, has taken off on Netflix, and it's been this crazy journey. It did. And Peter Farrelly, who was obviously the Farrelly brothers Dumb and Dumber to Me, Myself, and Irene, to everything, he wrote, and well, he did the movie Green Book, which won the Academy Award. So it was an Academy Award, but still, even with this show that had some legs, they went through all of this stuff they had to go through, and finally it found a home. This is years later, and now they're talking about upping and doing more seasons and all that, and Jackie's happy. You guys are in for a little bit of a battle when it comes to space and letting people know that you're alive out there, but you're also in a specific genre that, what, you got one other wrestling movie coming out probably over the next 2 years?
Right.
Is that right? So,
well, usually.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, well, Luther and I were talking recently, and honestly, as far as pro wrestling movies, you know, you get maybe one good pro wrestling movie maybe every 10 years, you know, and it was The Iron Claw that came out back in December, right about Christmas time, and it did well. Once again, it was a biopic, a totally different movie than the movie we're making, or that we made, but yeah, you know, not a lot of pro wrestling movies come out. So even though there is a, you know, a niche audience for it, it's a niche audience of millions and millions of people worldwide. So it's a great audience a great niche to try to tap into.
Hey, Ernest, before we go, your experience with making this movie versus making The Wrestler.
You know what? I've actually been in a few movies, other movies too, but this movie was just like home. It just like, it was where I was supposed to be at the time I was supposed to be there. You know, like when I was with The Wrestler, making The Wrestler movie, I didn't know what to expect. You know, it's like I had this big director in Darren Aronofsky. You know, I had this big actor in Nicolas Cage. He was there before, you know, before Mickey Rourke came in. So I didn't know any of these guys. Nicolas Cage was going to play that part.
Get out of here.
Yes, that when they brought me in, they said, okay, you'll be playing this guy going against Nicolas Cage. But Nicolas said that the workout and just preparing for this movie was too hard to play a pro wrestler. So they shipped him out, and the next day, Mickey Rourke walked through the doors, and I'm
that
telling
made,
you, he
Mickey
took
Rourke
over.
Made sense to me. Because that was, some roles are meant for certain people. He's just crazy enough to be that guy.
Man, him and Marissa Tomei, I mean, it was just fun working with those guys, you know.
Wow.
But when I came on with these guys, it was like I could be myself. I could let out. I could just have fun, you know, and they were all great friends. And I knew then that I had them in my corner. So okay, whatever I did, if I messed up, if I missed a cue, these guys were going to cover for me. So it was just fun.
Ernest, are you kidding? Yeah. Just knowing that how you can protect yourself and what you could do to them, I'm going to be in your corner. What the heck? That, I'm not giving them any kudos. I mean, well, that's a no-brainer.
Well, since you my since you my man, why don't you hire me as your backup dancer, and I'll come down there and dance for you while you're singing your country
We
music.
Won't be able to contain the crowds then. That'd be insane. I mean, are you kidding me? The two of us on stage together?
We'll turn it out, baby. We'll turn it out.
I love it. Okay, so, like, did you do the Academy Awards and everything?
I did. Yes, I did. I did, and it was fun. It was different, but it was fun. And, you know, we're still good friends. You know, they're actually talking about maybe, I'm not supposed to say this, but don't nobody tell the cat what to say. But don't nobody tell catfish what to say.
I'm the catfish. I like, yeah. Don't say it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I love, well, hey, I appreciate you guys taking the time. Ernest, it's great to get to know you via Zoom and on this show. Ernest the Cat Miller, folks, and my man, Ray Lloyd, the Glacier. Luther Biggs, The Unbreakable Bunch, coming to theaters soon, but it's got, you want to see it first, you got to go to Imagine, is that right?
Yeah, that's where
Imagine we'll theaters in the Midwest Imagine. First. So you folks, my fans out there in the Midwest listening to this show, there are some, I know that.
There's a lot of them in Michigan, I know that.
Oh, I love Michigan. Well, if you guys are listening, you guys got to be there and send me some video to my Facebook page or something so I can see that you're there. All right, appreciate you guys so much. We're talking catfish, Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com, made in Mississippi. And that's what you call coming off the top ropes if you're going to be catfish. And visit Mississippi.org. You know, man, I wear it on both sleeves, both shoulders, and I come off the top ropes when it comes to celebrating our glorious Mississippi. Appreciate you guys being with me.
Thank you, Steve.
Later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.